Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, February the 17th, 2026. 2:17:26, almost 15 minutes past the hour, and the snow is almost gone. Do want to remind everybody our full interview with President Emeritus of The Ohio State University, E. Gordon Gee, will air tomorrow. Here's the clip from that interview, then we'll come back and talk about it and a myriad of other things.
I just want to go through a couple of these things that people are talking about. Yeah. You can say what you want about them or not what you want about them. You were on WOSU in January, and the quote that everybody is talking about is, you were talking about Les Wexner, who's in the news, and you said, this is cancel culture going wild. If you believe that there is even some scintilla of an issue, sometimes people just want to go to DEFCON 2, that's silly. People got angry about this.
Yeah,
what do you make?
Well, I think that they didn't have a right to get angry. They can get angry because that's what it is. Because look, people take great pride in seeing people who have achieved great things or have great work to see them fall. And, you know, I know Mr. Wexner very well. I was on his board. He was the chairman of my board here. A few people know him any better, and I can say unequivocally that I think that he is a man of great values and great integrity, and we need to let the process play out. I mean, why would we ever condemn someone because of the fact that they associated with someone else, and we don't know how long the association or everything. So I do believe that we have this cancel culture, and I use it again. You know, people don't see the right thing, then all of a sudden they're a pariah, and people get bullied because of the fact that they don't think for you, and some people think they ought to think. The First Amendment is the First Amendment, and it needs to be, we need to reacquaint ourselves as an American public with the First Amendment, which is all about free speech, about the ability to be able to think and do and say what we want to say, to be able to be held responsible, but not to be given a characterization in which there is no need to do so. If facts came out that were damning, I think we all know that Jeffrey Epstein was a terrible person. But he knew a lot of people who probably had no idea about all the things he was doing. And I don't think it's fair to condemn everyone who even had a relationship with him just simply because of the fact that he was a terrible person.
And I don't want to get too deep into this because I know there are some legal issues here, but the documentary last year, Surviving Ohio State, came out, and that now is a part of Mr. Wexner's history that he will have to testify in regard to that. Did you watch the document? No. What do you just make of that whole story in general?
I think, again, it's one of those things that I look back on, 30 years later, and obviously it's a terrible story, but it was something that if I would have been aware of it, I would have taken care of it. But obviously, in a very complex university, you're not aware of everything. There is no evidence whatsoever that my office do anything about it. This one guy here saying that my name is mentioned 33 times in the Perkins Foy. Probably it is, because I was president of the university. Your name was mentioned when you were the president of the university. I mean, so the fairness factor is very important. But I did not watch it. And I just don't talk about ideas that are being litigated right now.
But you did not know about it. is out there. And the other thing, and then we are going to get to education because that is what I want to talk about here, just happened this week. And you, maybe this is just wrong place, wrong time, but people wanted to interview you earlier this week. We're taping this on Thursday afternoon. Some people who do blogs and I think a documentarian came up to you in a hallway. I think you had come out of the restroom, and a professor here had an altercation with one of those.
Well, yeah, you know, I didn't quite see all of the altercation, but I do know that the bloggers were being extremely aggressive to the point that they were obnoxious. And I think that's not fair, you know. I mean, they're being good. Yeah, I mean, so I had been teaching a class for 3 hours. I was teaching the class. And so I came out, went to the bathroom, and when I came out, and I was curious to them about, I just talked about civility earlier. I think that the young guy, the young faculty member, they really got in his face, and he was in a role playing the Good Samaritan. I'm not condemning anyone, but I am saying that I think that incivility should not be rewarded.
We want to take a quick break here, come back with President Gee, and we're going to finish up the program right after this. We're going to talk education and maybe the future of journalism. That's something interesting.
Oh, Alan.
Hey, we'll talk about that after this short, but you talked about it in the event that happened this week. What do you make of journalism today that doesn't request an interview like we have done and just meets you in a hallway?
As everything in life, there are really people who are absolutely superb. But what has happened with journalism is the fact it's no longer journalism. Journalism is about seeking the truth, not seeking a political opinion, not enhancing a political opinion. I think, for example, what we're doing right now, you're a great journalist because we had a discussion, you asked that question, but you did not put a spin on it that was defensive or offensive. And I think that what is happening so often right now is that the world of journalism, as defined by what would be a good journalism, really does not exist. And I'm talking about from the far right and from the far left. I'm not condemning one side or the other. I'm condemning the fact that I do not know what happened to seeking truth and power.
All right, and that interview in its entirety will air tomorrow morning at 9:15 a.m. And remember, there's a lot of stuff in there, student loan debt, the future of college education. We talk about the upcoming governor's race, Jim Tressel as lieutenant governor. So a whole lot more to that interview tomorrow morning at 9:15 a.m. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. And we thank Stephen Snyder Hill for being on in hour number one, one of the stars of Surviving Ohio State, the hit documentary that aired last summer on HBO Max. It did very well, and it chronicles the sexual abuse scandals at Ohio State. So it was interesting to get his take on what President Emeritus Gee had to say on that particular subject. But again, if you'd like to weigh in this morning on this or anything else, feel free to give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you think President Gee was telling the truth? Do you think there's some kind of deviation there? Where does this go, the whole incident in the hallway with the cameraman and the professor? You know, it looks like litigation certainly is on the horizon. Who knows where that will go? And again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I should also mention, City Council Committee meetings are tonight. They were not last night because of President's Day. So those committee meetings will be tonight at 6:30 at City Hall. So if you want to attend those, there's that. Now, Valentine's Day was on Saturday. And as I said yesterday, for some reason, it does not seem as if a lot of people were as interested in Valentine's Day this year. there were a lot of balloons left over, a lot of items that people buy left over. I think the flowers sold very well. Why do you think Valentine's Day was not as popular this year as in past years? I don't know. I think that's very, very interesting. I don't know what the downturn was. But there certainly was some kind of downturn. So again, if you'd like to weigh in, 740-383-9944. And then we, of course, can talk about the two other big stories this past weekend from here in Marion. We had the police officer, the city police officer, who has been charged with two counts of rape, one count of abduction against a family member. Where does this go? I have no idea. But I think the police officer has been placed on administrative leave. And, you know, it's certainly not a good look, but it's not a good look to do it. And I guess we just have to figure out where this all plays out. I think the fascinating thing is yesterday when we brought this up on the show, the response was, phrase this in a way that it was presented yesterday by the callers, which was basically, is this legitimate because of Ray Grogan, prosecutor, handling this case because of what just happened with the Ayers-Ratliff case? And you know, as I said many, many times, the Ratliff case and the Ratliff outcome was going to have repercussions for a long, long time for a lot of different people. And I've always said it's the Ratliff family and it's Ray Grogan because he was the prosecutor. And clearly with this whole new case here and the big question mark being, is it legitimate because of who the prosecutor is? That's astounding because I don't know if that would ever happen anywhere else in Ohio at this point. But there seems to be an animosity build up, or maybe a mistrust, I guess I should say, against the county prosecutor because of what has happened. And the video that was released, you know, I'm sure this was not done on purpose, but similarities, there are a lot of similarities here. Number one, the accusation is rape, same accusation. Number two, it's of somebody fairly well known in the community, a city police officer, enough to where it makes the Columbus News. Number three, it's a family member. And number four, a video was made talking about what was going to happen. You know, I don't know. I just don't know. Is anybody surprised that there's some doubt, I guess, in the county prosecutor now? Yesterday, we certainly heard it from a couple of our callers. I don't know. I think that's interesting that is where it has ended up at this point, and not so much focusing in on the case itself of the city police officer being charged with two counts of rape and abduction of a family member. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? I just, the accusations are absolutely horrendous of rape. And again, I think it's hard because it's a police officer. We want to believe, I think in a lot of cases, that police officers are above reproach. And I think this kind of throws a wrench into that when somebody is accused of something like this. You know, when somebody's accused of something like this, it ruins your life. Ruins your life. But if you're guilty, it probably should ruin your life. So there you go. Again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just have to think that it just amazes me that the two calls we had yesterday, right after we were talking about this story, were basically questioning the competence and validity of the prosecutor and not so much about the case itself. So there that is. Then we also had the gentleman and the gentleman was killed on the railroad tracks on Friday night in the railroad accident here in Marion. And the girl, as far as I know, is still alive but injured. Young girl. What a horrible story that is. I mean, and those stories both happened in the same day on Friday. I mean, holy mackerel. It's just, sometimes news cycles just never seem to end. Never seem to end. So, you know, we keep on going down the road here, and as I've said, if anybody has anything to say, I really don't know if there's a whole lot to comment on with these stories, but maybe somebody's got some kind of comment. 740-383-9944. 30 minutes past the hour here, WGH talk time on the 17th day of February, 2026. Very high, a lot of intensity to these stories, I guess is what we should say, and where they end, I don't know. I don't know what happens there. It's just unfortunate. And as I also said yesterday, it's very interesting that all these things continue to happen. All these things continue to happen. And here we are trying to, what should we say, rebrand the city. You know, make the city seem more appealing to people from outside the city. What must somebody from outside the city think if they watch the Columbus News or pick up a Columbus paper and see all the stories coming out of Marion? I mean, we got the city councilman who was accused of rape, who was acquitted. We've got the police officer who's been charged with rape and abduction. We've got the gentleman who was killed on the railroad tracks. We've got the auditor resigning. We've got the City of Marion recovery plan sent to the state auditor being rejected. We've got the city being in debt because of their finances. We've got the county in a little bit of financial trouble. We'll see if they can get a balanced budget passed. And then we're talking about the water all of the time. You know, so there's that. There was another bout with the water yesterday. And I don't know. You know, these stories just keep piling up, piling up, piling up. And it certainly does not do well for Marion in the news. But that's the way it goes. Has anybody had any trouble with their water? I really haven't noticed it this time around, but, you know, people live in different areas. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, the water story is an interesting one because what have we really learned here? Is there anything wrong with the water? People like to make that claim. I don't know that we've seen the proof yet. Apparently, this is the third time this has happened, where the water smells funny and tastes funny. But I don't know. I just have never seen, in all the reports from Columbus media, and in all the things that people are saying locally, is anybody presenting any proof that it's a health risk. Because Aqua keeps saying over and over that it's not a health risk. Now, as soon as there's some evidence presented that it is a health risk or was a health risk, we will report that. But I don't know that that's happened yet. At this point, I think Aqua is saying they're having trouble with the water, with this mineral getting in that is changing the composition, the smell, the taste of the water. They're testing it every 2 hours. It's not dangerous. I don't think they want to get sued. I wouldn't imagine Aqua would want to get sued in this particular case. But here we are with this story. And I'll tell you, a lot of people are certainly writing this story about the water. It's one of those things that I guess if you talk about it a lot, people like to hear it. It's a little bit of a, I don't want to say it's a salacious story. I don't think it's salacious, but I think it's a provocative story. It's a story like the people like to talk about. I don't know much more than that. We report what we get. And if we get any more evidence, we'll report that. Because there's no reason not to. You know, evidence is what people need to hear. Again, the phone lines are open 35 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, 740-383-9944. If somebody'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to have you. Sometimes it's feast or famine with the phone conversations. Hey, we're up to 40 degrees here in Marion, partly sunny skies, and 73.9 degrees here in the studio. So we're doing okay in the studio today as well. The temperature is good outside, and the temperature is okay in the studio. And again, the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So the questions this morning are wide-ranging. All of the publicity that Marion has been getting as of late in the Columbus media, you pick the topic. It certainly has been there. Then we've got the full Gordon Gee interview tomorrow, in which he talks about everything from student loan debt to where colleges are headed, the gubernatorial race, Jim Tressel coming back to Ohio State after being gone for 12 years. You know, a lot to talk about there. And a fairly good interview, hopefully tomorrow, is what we'll hear at 9:15. You know, the journalism question is an interesting question. When you think about what is a journalist and what is not, and I don't, honestly, I don't even know about journalist. I'm not even sure if that's a good title, because I've never seen anybody's journal. Nobody's carrying a journal around anymore. So I'm not even sure if it's journalist. Maybe it's broadcaster. Maybe it's I don't know what, news person, broadcast journalist, I'm not sure what you call it, but, you know, I don't know, as I've said before, I don't know that putting a camera in somebody's face when they're not suspecting it, as they come out of a bathroom, is necessarily the best way to get information. Now, I'm not saying that you can't get information that way. You certainly probably can. But I don't know if it's the best way to get information. And I think that sometimes you have to, I guess, how do I want to say this? I don't know. Gordon Gee is a good example of this because he, as I said earlier on this morning, he did not say, you can't ask me this. He didn't say anything like that. There were no guardrails on that interview. So, if there are no guardrails on that interview and I could ask him anything I wanted to ask him and no professor came in and tried to rough me up, you know, isn't that really what we should be doing? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe we live in a different world today. Maybe it's clicks and likes and so on and so forth. Maybe it is make the news as provocative as you can. Or maybe lack thereof news. You know, I think that's one of the problems I have with the whole throwing a camera in somebody's face. When you do that, even if you don't get anything, it's still a story. because you've got the video of the person running down the hallway or getting on the elevator. So even if it's not a story, even if there is no news involved, you've still got something. So I don't know. And to me, that's manufacturing the news. So I think it's very complicated. But the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we do have a comment from one of our listeners this morning. With the interview you just did, he mentioned that Guy had a skewed view toward the professor who assaulted the guerrilla journalist. And he does to an extent. But just, hold on a second here. The comment just moved. Okay. And he does to an extent, but just want to point out that in some states, getting in someone's face, even if you don't touch them, can be considered an aggressive action and can excuse a self-defense action. That's like pushing someone away from you, though not kicking them when they are down or smashing their property. Gordon Gee's response on Wexner's lines up with this weird phenomena where it comes to people connected to Epstein and complicit in the abuse of children of a shift to we can't rush to conclusions and we need more hard concrete evidence. Meanwhile, so many innocent people have been sentenced to death in the country just based on eyewitness testimony and circumstantial evidence. Guess witness accounts are meaningless if you have enough money to give it freely to the right people. I'm not saying it's right to convict just based on witness accounts, but the weight placed on them seems to depend on how much money is in their bank account. Well, that's an interesting take. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe there is some truth to that. I don't know. I think it's going to be very interesting when Wexner testifies to find out exactly what he knew and what he's going to say. Now, what kind of information is he going to give? And I think that will probably depend, that will probably make his future. You know, if the names are going to come off the buildings and his associations are going to have to go away, it's going to be probably based on what his testimony is in a lot of these cases. So, there you go. I guess that's the news of the morning, and again, we've got 18 minutes left in the program, so if you have anything to say, feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say on this or anything else, feel free to weigh in. We always enjoy hearing from you, the listening audience. But I'll tell you, it's heavy, heavy subject era here right now. I mean, you've got a cop accused of rape and abduction. You've got the things that have went on at OSU, a professor accused of assaulting a cameraman. You've got the city in financial trouble. Where does all of the... Are there a lot of trains this morning? You know, normally I don't hear the trains at all here at the station, but I have heard so many train whistles blowing since I've been here at 8 o'clock. I don't know what in the world is going on. Do you hear the train whistle in the background? I don't know if the microphone is picking that up or not. But holy moly, I have heard so many train whistles this morning. I don't know what's going on. I'll tell you, if you're in the city, you're not going to sleep past a certain point because these train whistles go off like crazy. I'm lucky that I don't live near any train tracks, so I really don't have that problem where I live. But boy, I'll tell you, in the city, if these train whistles are constantly blowing, I think they could keep you awake. They could wake you up. That'd be a good alarm in the morning. Well, let's see. What else is there to talk about here? You know, the weather. We're getting a nice week of weather here after a few brutal weeks of weather. Heaven knows people like that. You know, it doesn't take much for people to get out there in shorts, does it? You know, that's an interesting phenomenon to me. I don't know why people turn to the shorts so quick. I mean, we are only about 40 to 50 degrees this week, and people are already in the shorts. We're still in mid-February. It's as if spring has sprung or something. I don't know. The shorts thing is interesting. Short sleeve shirts and shorts and no coats and forget it. And I'll tell you, young kids in general, they don't want to wear coats at all. I don't know why they have done away with coats. Does anybody have the answer to that? Why have people decided to do away with coats? What is that? Why are coats no longer a thing? You know, I like a good coat if it's cold outside. Now, I will admit, the last 2 days coming to the radio station, I have not worn a coat. But, you know, I go out into a garage in the morning. I don't really walk outside until I get here to the station. So, I think it's a little bit of a different thing. But, you know, young kids do not like the coats. There's something about them. They don't like the coats, and they like to put the shorts on as soon as they even feel a scintilla of heat. It's a little warmer than it was. Let's put the shorts on. You know, this is a good time for illness to arise. When the temperatures take such a drastic change, you certainly see a lot of illness arise. Now, hopefully that doesn't happen this week. I don't want to curse anybody, but boy, that can be a thing. It doesn't take much for people to get sick when the temperatures take a change, such a drastic change, as we have had in the last week. All right, 14 minutes left in the show. 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz. We can talk about it here this morning. You know, I was going to do some trivia yesterday, President's Day trivia, but I could not remember where I had put my notes this morning. Go ahead, caller.
What I find odd, too, about the younger generation is they don't want to wear coats in the winter and fall and stuff, but in the summertime, you see them with a hoodie and with the hoodie on their head.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Isn't that backwards?
That's what I don't understand. Is how can you stand to have that on your head in the hot summer?
Well, you know, isn't it, you're right. It's very backwards because in the summer, people will go up and say, why are you wearing that hoodie, that sweatshirt, during the summer, but in the winter, they'll have shorts on and no coats.
I know. I just don't understand it.
No, it's very strange. No, I'm with you. The number of people I saw with shorts on the last 2 days has been amazing to me, considering the temperatures really have not been all that warm.
And I'm seeing people, of course, Walmart's notorious for dress, but I've seen so many people, you know, with flip-flops. I mean, I love flip-flops in the summer. I love flip-flops in the summer, but in the winter, I want my feet covered.
Yeah, you think they'd have some kind of socks on or something. It really is not.
Some of them don't even have socks.
Well, you
know, some of them wear those slides with socks, but still, your feet will get wet in the parking lots.
Well, that's what I don't understand is how in the world do they wear those flip-flops or slides because the snow is still melting and there's puddles everywhere.
That's right.
I don't know. Hey, do you have any thoughts on the Gordon Gee thing?
I'm kind of going with your guess now. I think it might have to do with that he's on the payroll now.
It could be. What do you make of the
ideas have changed?
What do you make of the?
I don't know if I would be coming out and saying how close I was with him.
Well, yeah, it's
when it comes out but, you know.
It's an interesting time for Les Wexner, that's for sure. But what do you make of the incident with the professor and the journalist?
I don't think you should keep pursuing. I mean, he stopped and talked, so that should have been it. So, I mean, but you know it's notorious. I mean, not you, but a lot of so-called journalists. You see it in the, even see it in old movies, like movies from back in the 40s and 50s, how a reporter will do anything to get a story.
Right, and
chase people, ambulance chasers, and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think that professor should have attacked him. That is not right.
No, I think the professor definitely took a wrong turn. Yeah. But I just think there is a weird turn that we have taken to where, okay, you want to get information, you don't get it, but even the fact that you don't get it, because now you've got the video of you screaming questions at the person, is now the story, even though they don't answer it. And I think, well, what use is that?
That's because that's what they're after. They just want some notoriety, and they just want some film time, some exposure, and like you said, the likes. I guess I don't know all of that tech stuff and everything, but I've heard that when people post these things, just because you click on it and look at it, they get some kind of credit for you just looking at it and stuff. So I don't understand all that stuff, but evidently that's what they're after. They just want you to look.
Yeah, and
look at it.
And they get paid for it sometimes. And you know, the thing of it is, if you got no information out of it, a lot of people would say, well, what good is this? I mean, I don't think that Channel 4 would use a video of somebody just walking away as a news story. Now, they might use it as part of a story that does have some informational value, but I don't think they would just use it screaming at somebody questions that they're not answering. I'm not sure what that is.
It's Jerry Springer type.
Yeah, I think we're sliding down into that. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in this morning.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work.
Wait, we'll keep going. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open. 51 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We always enjoy hearing from the callers out there. Got about 9 minutes left in the program, so if anybody's got anything to say, we certainly would love to hear from you. I think when somebody calls in, it starts a whole new conversation. A conversation that maybe we are not even having at that particular point. But I think you definitely have to say that what the professor did was certainly not the right thing, but you know, where are we going to draw the line in people having some kind of privacy? I don't know. I don't know where that is. It becomes a bit of a First Amendment issue. And I don't know where the line eventually gets drawn. But I guess time will tell. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
You know, a pretty good morning this morning.
Well, you're kind of digging up there.
Well, you know, I tell you, some mornings are feast, some mornings are famine.
I think so. Well, you were talking about the trains. You think about it. Thank God for the trains, because that's the only thing in Marion that's consistent.
Well, that is true. But boy, are you hearing the whistles this morning? I haven't heard so many whistles.
I tell you. Well, and maybe because of the accident is the reason that seems more. I don't know. But like I said, at least the trains are consistent. And I know there's people that, oh, they get so upset about the trains. Well, the train's been here long before most of us have been there.
That is true.
Besides that, maybe it just gives you a little minute to slow down and think.
Hey, what did you think yesterday? I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, in which we started to talk about the incident with the Marion police officer being accused of two counts of rape and abduction, and our first two calls basically were more questioning the prosecutor's handling of things than the actual case.
Well, see, that's the way American people are. They like to stir up instead of and whether it is or not, obviously, they have certainly made a reputation for themselves through their own doing. But it's pretty sad, like you said, when the news comes on and guess what Marion's doing. Well, I just think it's awful nice we still got the trains running through.
We do. Hey, do you have any thoughts on, we're going to hear the Gordon Gee interview tomorrow. Any thoughts on what went down with the professor and the cameraman?
Well, you think about it, Scott, it's pretty bad when that's just about all we've got to worry about and we got people living under the bridge.
That is true. I just you know, what's interesting to me about this whole thing is that there is so much more in that interview tomorrow. I mean, he talks about the future of college, talks about the Department of Education being dismantled, talks about the Ohio governor's race, talks about Jim Tressel being the lieutenant governor. You know, all things that will impact people's life, but what people want to talk about is a professor throwing down a cameraman.
Well, but you think, if you'd ever read, or you probably didn't, maybe you did, the book that the vice president wrote before he ever got involved in big-time stuff.
Oh, yes, yes.
And his way of thinking, now look what success has done for him.
Well, that's true. That's true. He's a little bit of a different person now.
He did become a little bit of a different person. So, you know, you think about it, association can make you or break you.
That's true. That's true. And
I, like I say, I kind of like, you know, and I only live about, half a mile from the trains. And most people that live that close, they don't even hear them.
Now I hear a siren from the front of the building. Normally, I don't hear anything in this studio.
Well, have you got the window open or something, Scott?
No. I don't know if it's so quiet this morning in this building or if there's just a lot more sirens and train whistles this morning.
Well, I don't know, but thank God for the train whistles because they're consistent.
The trains are running on time. At least we've got that.
Well, and when people will holler about, give the trains ices, they've been here longer than you. And hopefully they're not going to go away soon.
That's true.
They never usually hold you up more, unless they're stopped. They don't usually hold you up much more, max 5 minutes. So if you left home 5 minutes early, that was you could manage that.
You'd have made it there on time.
You'd have made it there on time. So, and the trains are here. Hopefully they don't go away for a long time or we are going to be in trouble.
We would be, and we don't need any more trouble at this point.
No, we got to, yeah. Hey, Scott, I'm sorry, but boy, you are digging today.
Well, you know, it gives me more of a chance, I guess, to just soliloquy. I can just go right down the list of things to talk about and just give my little perspective, I guess.
Yeah, and all this stuff about the police department and so forth, that is so shameful. I mean, that is just shameful. That's who you used to look up to. Now who do you look up to?
Well, that's the sad thing. The sad thing is that I think we all want to believe that police and firefighters are above reproach, and when you hear a story like this, you think, well, maybe not.
Well, and then when you hear the story that it didn't really happen, like they announce, you know, because they like to get a big story when they get a story. And when they, like with theirs, look how long that went on and on and on. And how people that was involved in that, especially their family, could stand that. Does it make you feel like a little insecure if you had a problem? Are you going to have somebody there to help you out, or are the wrong strings going to be pulled?
Well, that's it. There's going to be repercussions, as I said, on the Ratliff side and on the Grogan side. The repercussions are going to be there for a long time.
Well, what, just like with the Gordon Gee and that mess down there, how many years has that been going on?
Oh, coming up on 30 years, I think.
30 years. And so, and like I say, people listen to the news. Well, that's about the saddest thing you can do is listen to the news. Don't matter, because it's done. You're not going to change it anyway.
No.
So just don't listen.
Can't unding those bells.
Hey, that's right. Hey, Scott, we'll talk again.
Yep, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, and that brings us to the end of the program today. Don't forget, tomorrow we will be airing the much ballyhooed, now there's an interesting word for you, the much ballyhooed Gordon Gee interview in its entirety tomorrow morning from 9:15 until 10. I don't think it'll take the full amount of time, so we can open up the phone lines when it's over and talk about the full interview in its context. We thank Stephen Snyder Hill for being on this morning, star of the hit HBO documentary Surviving Ohio State from last summer, giving his thoughts on the Gordon Gee interview. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Arvid Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah.
Is it, how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte?